afternoon, Biz Leaf.
Hi, is Jim available, please?
Yes, he is. 1 minute, please.
Thanks.
Hello, it's Jim.
Hey, Jim. John Michaels.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. You got a minute?
Yeah.
You know, we had such a good conversation on the Lubricool the other day, and I can't find the recording, and I realized that our system was down in the morning when I talked to you. So
I don't want. There goes my 10 minutes of fame.
I know. Well, no. I want to talk to you about it because I really do want to get it up. Because you were so satisfied. I just thought it was a great testimony to the product, but I just wanted to go over with you what you actually did with it and, you know, what you felt the advantages were of the tool.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But you were doing a job with bullnose?
Yeah, well, we were using a half-inch radius cutter to cut a one-inch bullnose, so cut on one side, flip it over, cut the other side.
Right.
And I can't tell you, I routed with that half-inch radius cutter for a good 6 hours without a break.
Oh, wow.
And it cut as well when I quit as when I started.
So did you find that it eliminated the chatter as well?
It's a very good quality cut. Now, when you make a bullnose out of 2 half-inch cuts.
Right.
You don't get a perfect bullnose anyway.
No, you don't. Why don't you buy a nice bullnose set from me?
Because I have to go around corners and things.
Well, yeah, but the under-over goes around corners.
And not only that, but this is the third time we've remade this job.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That would be the right way to do it.
Yeah. So did you send the job out as a matte finish? Did you have to sand it after you were done?
Oh, yeah, we had to sand it. But, again, we had to finish creating the bullnose with a sander.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So, that took a little bit to do
okay.
A little flat step in the middle there.
Yes, I know what you mean. So then
it gave you, a very good cut.
Let me ask you this, though. The cut that came out of it, when we were at the show, we were telling people that you, as a matte finish, you could just about let the job go out with the cut that was performed. If you didn't have to sand the bullnose, would you have had to resand the radius that you made?
I think the cutter is capable of making. I don't know that a handheld tool, a person's able to control the tool that well. But I think it has a very big impact on the quality of the cut. I'm focused on the life of the tool.
Okay.
At this point, that's what really impressed me.
Okay, I gotcha.
Because especially we want to put this, our stationary equipment.
Right, yeah. I've got the one on order for your CNC for you. You should have that any day. I know that's shipped.
Because then you don't have the degrading quality of cut as that tool gets duller and duller. And then the time to change over the tooling.
Yeah, well, I mean, all of that is a labor savings.
That's what I'm focused on. So there's a lot of labor savings and just there are some cuts that we do that you can't fix, a V-groove cut, for instance.
Right.
What you get off the machine is what you get. You can't.
Yeah, you can't go in and sand it out or what have you.
No, you got to live with it. And
okay.
If that cut's not good, then you're going to get a poor quality.
Okay, I would be curious to see what you end up getting out of that. How did you feel that the solution lasted? Do you think it's worth what you pay for
it? Well, it doesn't last very well at all when you trip over the hose and knock the thing off the bench and stuff. That's what I observed. I spilled about half of it.
Did you? Okay.
So I am concerned about that. That whole drawer, the way that's designed, I sure wish it was something more of a sealed container.
Well, maybe if this takes off, we can, look at having something else made that, is more sealed or whatever. We can kind of check into that.
Yeah, I don't think the as long as your operator turns I'm the owner, so I'm a cheapskate.
Right.
So I'm
like all of
I'm
us.
I'm turning the valve on and off constantly, every
yeah.
time I route.
Sure. Definitely.
I have some concerns about an employee using it and using it properly.
And just letting it run.
And letting it run. If you don't, every time you set the router down, you pick it back up, if for whatever reason that the nozzle has been bumped a little bit, you know, if you're missing the cutter by a quarter of an inch, you might as well be pointing it the other way.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing that the, if the same fabricator that's routing is going to have to sand the job, I think that he is going to make very sure that it's cutting properly because he's going to have to do the sanding afterwards. And if the fluid is being applied to the cutter properly, you eliminate the first three steps of sanding. And you know,
there's an incentive, yeah.
Yeah, that's the incentive because he's got to sand it out. So
I'm a little more sinister. My idea was make the guy, after he gets done cutting, walk over and tell him to grab a hold of the cutter. That was my solution.
Oh, so he either burns himself or
so
he
the
doesn't.
The guy with blisters on his fingers, but hopefully I've learned something.
Well, I don't think we should recommend that be done.
Maybe not. I don't know why not.
That's a don't do this at home, folks.
Yeah, watch this. I had guys do that. I got done around. I go, here, grab the cutter. They're looking at me. I grab a hold of the cutter. You're going to grab a hold of the cutter.
Yeah, the bearing life will be prolonged as well.
Another one, because I thought, for instance, on bowl trimming, you know, if you have problems with those nylon bearings giving out.
Well, the guy that created it said that since he has used the system, he has never spun one nylon bearing yet because it's only from heat. That's all that makes those spin off, and if you don't heat it up, they won't spin off.
Yep. Now, the challenge with that is since the fluid is coming in from one side, you're going to have to rotate the router as you go around.
Yes, you do. Yeah, there's some compromises that you have to make when you're using the system. There's no doubt about it.
And I've been, I guess, focusing on how I'm going to overcome some of those as much as anything.
Well, you might want to also try going down to the top inside the router.
That I haven't looked at it from that point of view, but I wondered if that wouldn't work.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't. It just depends on the diameter of the cutter and what have you, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
Then you could drill a little hole in the plate.
Yep.
And stick the nozzle in.
Well, I'm sure a lot of guys will get creative. And, you know, the more guys like you that call in and tell us what they've done, you know, the more, I mean, we may end up coming up with a base plate that's designed to be used with this, you know. But, you know, it's in its infancy, but, you know, we're doing very well with it. And I was impressed with our original conversation. I was very sorry that I hadn't recorded it. And hopefully this is being recorded so we can get it up on the web.
Yeah.
But, you know, guys like to hear from other fabricators that, you know, at least they're making the right choice.
Absolutely. Yeah, I should look at those things more myself.
Yep.
Yeah, all right. That's worth going to the show.
Okay. Jim, thank you very much. I appreciate
it.
Okay. Yep.